Tacoma, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria. Confirmed aid deliveries have not been made, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Ilerki is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late on Friday. Cancellation came at the request of the U.S. and Russia. U.S. military says coalition forces killed one of the Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike. Wail Adel Salman al-Fayed, IS's so-called Minister of Information, was targeted and killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Fayed was targeted in Araqqa, Syria, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital. Witnesses are saying Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in a walk told VOA Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. Witnesses saying at least four people were caught in crossfire near a military base and were killed. The Shabaab force consisted of about 200 fighters with a dozen battle wagons. This is VOA News. UNICEF is saying that tens of thousands of children in Nigeria could die in the coming months from severe acute malnutrition. Warning from the UN Children's Fund comes as aid workers start to gain access to the northeast of the country after government forces push back Boko Haram insurgents. Speaking from the Nigerian capital, Abuja, UNICEF's Ariane Dabak said that children are literally on the brink of death and that the agency needs funds to identify the most vulnerable youngsters in three states, Borno, Jobe, and Adamawa.
We're going from house to house, from hut to hut, from shelter to shelter. And those children that are severely malnourished, there is children get treatment. With our program, we can reduce mortality to less than 1%. So it's a very, very high-impact intervention. It's just that we need to find these kids before it is too late. We need to reach them before it is too late.
UNICEF estimates that 400,000 children are at risk in the three states in Nigeria, while a total of 4.4 million people are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance there. Ongoing security concerns have prevented the agency from reaching all of those in need, including 2 million people in Borno State alone. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views by declaring that President Obama was born in the United States. That story now from VOA's Wayne Lee.
In 2011, the Republican nominee was a force behind a movement arguing that Obama was born abroad. Since then, he has refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. A day earlier, Trump's campaign said that he does believe Obama was born in the U.S. state of Hawaii. In a campaign appearance Friday, Trump blamed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace. Speaking before the Black Women's Agenda Symposium, Clinton said Trump has led the birther movement for 5 years to delegitimize America's first black president and that Trump's campaign was founded on what she called an outrageous lie. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
Famed American playwright Edward Albee has died at the age of 88. Albee was proclaimed the playwright of his generation after his play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opened on Broadway in 1962. The Tony-winning play, still widely considered Albee's finest, was made into an award-winning 1966 film starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.